And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Florida State Attorney Monique Worrell is back at it again, proving exactly why Governor DeSantis suspended her the first time. Her office just dropped charges against a man who was doing something to himself at a playground full of children because, well, according to Worrell, it might be wrong, but technically it's not illegal. This is the same prosecutor who previously let a man with infant pornography walk free. Governor DeSantis, I think, needs to step in again. Speaking of putting kids at risk, Virginia officials allowed a registered sex offender into girls' locker rooms at schools and rec centers because he said he was transgender. The man is a Tier 3 sex offender, that's the worst kind, and he's legally banned from being around children's programs. Police found child pornography on his phone along with schedules for children's gymnastic classes and swimming lessons at the facilities he was visiting. Yet the prosecutor for Fairfax County has refused to charge the man for any of it, not even for violating his sex offender restrictions. I wonder if this guy's related to Ms. Worrell from Florida. Now, some better news from Austin. Though the circumstances are heartbreaking, a newborn girl was found crying in a dumpster at an apartment complex over the weekend. A man who heard the baby from about 40 feet away jumped in to pull her out. And here's the thing that makes this even more tragic. Texas has safe haven laws. You can walk into any fire station and hand them a baby, no questions asked. Completely legal. But someone chose to throw this child in the trash instead. Meanwhile, in Canada, Quebec's Youth Protection Services just placed a little girl with three men in a polyamorous relationship. A gay male thruple is now fostering her and waiting for the government to let all three of them legally adopt her as parents. Quebec is appealing, but this little girl is already living in this arrangement while the adults sort out their legal experiment. Maybe a little late to the party on this one. You probably saw the video posted by tennis star Serena Williams of herself walking past a cotton plant in a hotel hallway in New York City, asking her followers, quote, "How do we feel about cotton as decoration?" while visibly shuddering at it. Media outlets immediately ran with it as Williams calling out triggering and racially insensitive decor. Because apparently, decorative dried plants are now somehow acts of racial aggression. You know, the multimillionaire tennis champion, hopefully she's going to recover from this traumatic encounter. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.